Let's get, Seltzer, are you prepared for some Sirianni audio here? I just want to make sure.
I don't know if anyone can be prepared for it.
By the way, you know what I should announce? James, you know this and I know this, but no one else knows this. And Wechter knows this. We're the only three. We didn't do an Eagles victory montage today.
We did not.
John, we played a couple highlights.
It was a choice.
We felt like there wasn't enough moments.
Victory?
Yeah. We didn't want to subject the audience to it, was really what it came down to.
Yeah, I mean, who would want to hear that
game really
reviewed? Like, really reviewed. So we kept it short with a couple highlights, but I just... Anyway.
That was a good call on your part.
Right? And let's put it this way. We're not like Sirianni spiking the ball in the end zone, doing the Billy White Shoes Johnson dance. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, come on, man.
Wechter wanted to do it. We had to talk him down.
I'm sure he did. Yeah. As he gets in here at 2 a.m. to do these montages for us on Monday mornings. Poor guy. All right. So, Sirianni, let's start with the whole, well... Most of the Sirianni, look, it depends on whether you're bothered by his interaction with the Cleveland defensive backs early in the game or not. Didn't really bother me. Whatever. Not going to make a big deal of it. The main Sirianni stuff started as soon as A.J. Brown caught that ball. So A.J. Brown catches that ball to clinch the game. Eagles are going in a victory formation. And that's when a lot of the nonsense began. So it obviously, John, first goes with him yelling toward the stands, toward a fan or fans, we don't know who and how many.
You got to assume there was some jawing that happened prior where there were, and these were Eagles fans from what I can gather, from what we've, that were talking to him.
Correct.
Giving him some flack.
Yeah. And look, we'll talk to Sirianni about this tomorrow and find out what his answers are. But I thought it was an embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment by the head coach after you beat one of the worst teams in all professional sports, barely. And, like, this is what you got coming out of the bye. All right. So that was the first thing. By the way, let me say this. No Ray Diddy with us today. Of course, Ray typically with us at this time. But Ray on a vacation for a couple weeks. He will be back next week. We look forward to having Ray back. And when he is, obviously, he's got a lot to comment on. Ray, when he's with us, is always brought to us by Verizon. Phones were not made to be broken. But life does happen. So when your phone breaks, Verizon's got you. Trade in any phone at your local Verizon store in any condition, guaranteed. And you'll get a great deal on one of their best 5G phones with Unlimited Ultimate. All right. So that was the first sort of thing after the game is clinched. Then you get to the post-game press conference, and it's like, what in the world is going on? Let's start with Sirianni talking about the interaction with the fans and also, because it was a commingled question, the interaction with the Cleveland players earlier. Now, to be clear, it was hard to hear the question, but we know the nature of the question. We don't want to play the audio because the microphones didn't pick it up. But it was about the Cleveland defensive player interaction and the fans. Sirianni also was very quick to cut the question off. So the full question was not essentially asked the way it would have been. Sirianni jumps in. Here's what he said.
I was having fun, and I kind of got some feedback from the guys in the sense of, like, we need you back, Nick. We need your energy. We need your focus. We need your, like, I've gotten that from a couple players, and when I'm operating and having fun, I think that breeds to the rest of the football team. If I want the guys to celebrate and be themselves after big plays, then I should probably do that myself, right? Now there's times for that and there's times not for that. I have to have wisdom and discernment of when to do that and when not to do that.
John, are we really back
wisdom
to this?
Wisdom and discernment. That's the problem. No, you don't have that wisdom and discernment. That was not appropriate, Nick. That was, again, I don't want my head coach, one of the 32 wisest football minds in the world, to be going after fans.
Like, I agree.
In the stands. That is so... It is so
who had a right to be dumb.
It is dumb. In some circles, people laugh at us because of your antics.
That's right.
That 100%. I do not appreciate. We, as a fan base, do not appreciate that we take this seriously. Like, this matters so much. And you can't just sit there and say, hey, don't worry about it. Everything's cool, man. We'll fix it. It does not. We see it's not being fixed. We can see it with our eyes. There were 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter against the Browns, a bottom feeder. And the game was tied.
Oh, hung in the balance.
After a bye. After the entire team is rested and ready to go, in air quotes. Can you get a team ready to go? Have you gotten this team ready to go? I don't know that I've seen it.
Well, this year,
2022.
Yeah. No, we haven't. Look, I thought they played an impressive game last year versus Miami and an impressive game last year versus Tampa Bay week two. Other than that, they haven't been impressive since the conference title game. I mean, we're the first half of the Super Bowl, if you will. All right. The slow starts obviously have been an issue. And mind you, while he's giving these answers, and we'll get to more on the kids' reality in a moment, but while he's giving these answers, we're all seeing the visual of the three kids sitting there, well-behaved, but totally inappropriate that they're sitting there. I mean, totally. I mean, you didn't just beat the 49ers in the NFC Championship game.
No.
You just beat the Browns, barely. It was as uninspiring a victory as you're going to see.
And he kept getting distracted
by
the kids.
We're going to get to that.
He kept stopping and looking at them and dismissing
Ridiculous.
The question that was being asked, doing his job, essentially.
Horrible.
To gaze lovingly on his children. I love that you love your kids. I think that's great.
It is.
And we all appreciate that. We really do.
I agree.
But not then.
Not the right time, not the right spot.
Not ever again. Like, why is this still permitted?
And I put it on Lori and Howie now. Enough. If Sirianni's not going to be an adult, then Lori and Howie need to be the adults because they are the bosses. They eventually told Chip Kelly enough. And I'm not saying fire Nick Sirianni today. I'm saying the word enough has to be said today by either Jeffrey Lurie to Nick Sirianni, to Howie Roseman to Nick Sirianni, or from both of them to Nick Sirianni. The word enough has to be said today by Jeff or by Howie Roseman. All right, more on this ridiculous press conference. The slow starts was brought up on offense. I thought this was utter nonsense by the head coach.
Because y'all are making a big deal about it. I mean, is it like, guys, we're going to figure it out. We're going to fix it. We've known how to score in the past. Like, we get it. You guys have a job to do, and you're going to fixate on one thing, and you're going to be like, oh, they haven't started fast, or they haven't turned the ball over. Like, we got it. Like, we're going to do everything we can do to fix it. Like, and I don't want that to be in their heads. That's why I'm basically telling you guys, all right, we got it. We'll figure it out.
Is he kidding?
What?
Like,
no.
That tone?
He's
like,
not.
That was...
Nonsense.
Are you kidding me, dude? Like, acting like the question shouldn't even be asked because, oh, you got it?
Hey, and
like,
and
that was
time,
outrageous.
And I'm going to trick
Correct.
I'm gonna trick these guys by doing it this way. Hey, guess what? I'm going to tell you the way I'm going to manipulate them right now. I can't believe that was said. Wow. This is like next level depravity. Like, what in the world are you thinking, man? It's idiocy.
Can I make a joke about it? Because I'm only going to do this if I get permission. Can
sure,
I make...
go ahead.
Where did he get the effrontery?
Even Junior Soprano knows, who probably in the Sopranos world would be dead by this point, okay? I mean, if the Sopranos, which ended around 2006, you know, it's now almost 20 years.
He's still alive.
Yes.
Junior would die. I know.
Junior
I'm just saying the actor is still going.
Yeah.
Joe, for him to act like y'all are fixated on it, you're all making a big deal out of it. Dude, you're the only team. The only team.
And that's a massive part of the reason why you have a close
Browns
game.
The Cleveland Browns you played.
Right. You beat Cleveland yesterday for two main reasons. A.J. Brown saved your ass. And the Browns stink.
Yes.
That's why he beat the Cleveland Browns.
Y'all are tripping, man.
Yes.
Like, seriously, that's what he was like. I mean, y'all are tripping.
It's so unbelievable.
Seriously?
All right, more from Sirianni, because obviously the booze and the fire Sirianni chants, which didn't permeate the whole, like, it didn't get to the broadcast.
They weren't crazy.
But it was picking up.
But you could hear them.
Yeah, it's picking up, and it's going to be really excessive in the next home game if they struggle. So fans are booing. That's picking up as the season goes on. Sirianni talked about it after the game.
We thrive off the crowd when they cheer for us. That's all I'll say. Like, when our crowd cheers for us, we thrive off them. You know, and you know, we hear them when they boo. We don't necessarily like it. I don't think that's productive for anybody. But you know, when they cheer for us and when we got them rolling, you know, we love it.
Did we just get chastised by Nick Sirianni?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Not productive,
wow.
John. Your behavior is not productive.
Yeah, there's yours.
That's a good
Nick.
Word, chastised. That is what happened. It's unbelievable. All right. So I don't know if we saved the best for last or the worst for last, but there's a sequence where the kids thing is the most stark. So they've been sitting there the whole time. There's a little bit of interaction, dad to kids. They've been very well-behaved, and they were well-behaved the entire time, but they should not have been there. I think most people know it. This is all, by the way, part of why we ask you today with the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors and, of course, remember those that have passed away, always hoping for a cure, ArminChevy.com. It's why we have this question, which we've never asked before, but today we put in a poll question. What annoyed you more yesterday? A, the ugly win versus a bad Browns team, or B, Sirianni's conduct? All right, this all leads up to the moment when there's this sequence with the kids created by Sirianni, not created by the kids. It's not their choice to be in the room. They were well-behaved, but Sirianni just feels this need to just start interviewing the kids during the press conference, sort of. Here's a ridiculous, extensive exchange.
I really say the crowd was critical there, you know, because they had a false start, and then they had a false start again. So the crowd noise was critical right there of just the – it was loud. It was so loud there. Did you guys think it was loud?
No.
No? No. Did you think it was loud? Here, girl. Did you think it was loud? Did you think it was loud? Somebody answer. Just say yes. All right.
I mean, it's just, it's mind-numbing.
I have my head in my hands.
Awkward. Honestly, it was awkward.
Well,
of course
it's totally awkward.
It's awkward.
Of course it's awkward. Of course it's awkward.
Oh, somebody's got, this can't ever happen again.
I totally agree, Rhea. And it is now moved to the Lurie and Howie point. Look, yeah. They chose to bring him back. That's their choice.
Yep.
Okay, that's their choice. But they cannot permit this to continue.
I didn't hear that. Because
people will really start getting mad at Lurie and Howie if they do. They really will. Because they are the bosses. I mean, it's totally...
Somebody's got to be in charge of him.
This was such
which is not the way it should be.
Correct.
A respected organization. A respected organization. This is such a far cry from what this organization deserves in terms of like the way that we should be represented.
Well, I want to play Lane Johnson one more time. If you missed this, we played this about 40 minutes ago. But here's someone keeping it real after the game. Here's Lane Johnson after the game at his locker room with Howard Eskin.
Lane, it's a win, but is it disappointing that...
Yeah. I said I feel like a very concentrated offense. We do some good things. We have all this ability, but... we have yet to prove, that we can hit on all cylinders. So that's definitely something that's going to be on our mind. You know, I think, you know, moving forward, that's something we got to fix, especially starting fast. We haven't done that in 2 years, so you know, puts ourselves in a bind. So yeah, this game was maybe a lot more competitive than what it needed to be.
Look, I'll just say this and then write to the phones. None of us were in the mood for this yesterday. I mean, we got a Philly season that collapsed last week. We found out over the weekend that Joel obviously might not be ready for the start of the regular season. I mean, that's clear. Sixers have announced he's not going to play the rest of the preseason, which obviously means he may not be ready for the start of the season. We'll see. And now we got this from the Eagles, both on the field and off the field. It's a disgrace. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
How you guys doing?
I don't want to be this negative after a win, Chuck.
We did win.
Yeah. But it's really tough, man.
4 points was not enough.
John, Rhea.
Hi.
This guy's unhinged. Okay? He needs therapy. And sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror as a man and say, you know, I need help. You don't need to be worried about coaching. This guy is just, I've said it, you know, years ago, you know, anybody would listen. This guy's not professional enough. He's an adolescent. His behavior on the sidelines is unhinged. And to me, it's adding to what this team is doing right now. This team, he's more of a liability and an asset to this team. And this is why this team doesn't come up prepared. Can you imagine how he is in meetings and things of that nature? If he's like that on the sideline, coming at a fan because they're booing. Dude, let me tell you something, Nick. We boo because you're not putting a good product out there. You're not doing your job right. This is Philadelphia, and it's every Philadelphia's God-given right to boo when they go to a game. So if you don't like it, why don't you just quit? How about that? Do us all a favor. Never show up on the sideline again because you suck at your job anyway. So, you know, I just wanted to say this guy's unhinged and he's a horrible head coach. And we'll never win anything with this guy being our head coach. Now, to the quarterback. The quarterback's not good enough. It's as simple as that. This is why this offense looks the way it looks. It's so up and down, mediocre. You know, all these weapons around you. We were sold a bill of goods when he came into the season. Oh, this offense will be a high-powered, top-five offense. And I don't see none of that. You got the wide receivers. You know, we had two of them yesterday. Actually scored a touchdown when the ball was actually thrown to him. You know, we see their talent. We got a great
Chuck, you know what would be fascinating? Let me tell you something that would be fascinating. Because, you know, I largely agree with you there on Jalen. I'd be so interested to see the Derek Carrs of the world, pick those guys, those type of guys, like how they would do in this offense.
Derek Carr's a good quarterback.
No, he's
been a good quarterback.
He's pretty good.
A while.
But I tend to think he's now better than Jalen, and that's
that one I don't know about.
It's close, though.
I mean, you get to him.
I know.
He's not very good.
Let me ask you this, Rhea. Is Jared Goff better?
That's the guy I was thinking of.
Right?
I think that's a better example.
I think he's inarguably better.
Yeah.
I do, too.
And we didn't think that way, you know, when they first came out.
We didn't think that way
at all
2 years ago. It wasn't even
Johnson continues to be his offensive coordinator. Ben Johnson was so good an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but John,
he was expected to take head coaching jobs, but he stayed in Detroit to be the offensive coordinator again.
Hold on, but Kellen,
it really does matter.
But Kellen Moore was supposed to not be able to continue with a real offensive mind in Kellen Moore, and the fact that it does.
And we wanted him to be that guy.
Yeah, but Chuck, here's my main point: the fact that it continues. Now, look, credit to Jalen for playing better in the fourth quarter, okay? But the fact that the issues continues tells me it's more about Hurts than Sirianni the schemer, or Kellen Moore the schemer, or Brian Johnson the schemer. I just think Hurts isn't that good.
Yeah, exactly. And my thing is this: Kellen Moore's hands are tied behind his back. He can't run his full offense with this guy quarterback. The guy can't do but so much. You know what I mean? He's an average, mediocre, below average quarterback. And until we realize that and go out there and actually draft a real quarterback, then we'd be doing something. I mean, you put Sam Darnold in this offense. You know, you put a guy like that in this offense and see where we go. You know
Sam
I mean?
Darnold it's no, wasn't it's good no until this year because Hi, he accumulated experience. You know, experience does help your cause
it does.
As a quarterback.
It does. But I also know I don't want to wait that long with a guy making $250 million. I mean, I can allocate resources elsewhere.
That's why you hope that they can accelerate that process.
No question. That's exactly right.